Joining us now, she covers the Utes for KSLSports.com. She joins us on Fridays, and I'm a big fan of all of her work on the Saturday show with Jay Catch. Unlike my co-host, Michelle, I'm in full support of the Saturday show. I think it's a great product. I think you do a wonderful job, and I tune in as often as I possibly can. Michelle Bodkin with us.
Oh, thanks.
You're
I
welcome.
That.
You are welcome. Ben?
Michelle, I don't, Jake was trying to throw me under the bus there, and you skipped over it, so I appreciate you doing that. all right, let's talk NFL draft. Are we going to see a Ute drafted tonight before we even get to day three on Saturday?
You know what? I think we'll maybe see one or two guys have their name called tonight. I think Cole Bishop is perhaps one of them that we see go tonight. Jonah Ellis, I believe, is probably the other one that could go as early as today. And then I think everyone else is kind of, if anyone else goes today, that's you know, just an extra cherry on top. And then for the most part, I think most of Utah's guys will see go sometime tomorrow. And I don't think there's any shame in that, because Utah's shown that they can produce talent that, regardless of whether they get drafted or they're an undrafted free agent, they have some sticking and staying power. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think you just want the opportunity, and Utah trains their guys to be prepared for whatever that opportunity looks like.
Michelle, I am far from a draft expert. And by the way, Michelle has put a lot of work into Utes and landing spots in the draft. I would suggest people look into it, because you've really done a great job. But I want to ask you specifically about Jonah Ellis, because what are people saying is the downside for him? I don't really get that. He looks like it to me, and I'm far from a draft analyst, but like, I mean, he was so great last year, and he's got the pedigree. And why is he not viewed as going to be taken higher, I guess?
I think he's a bit of a tweener. I think that's honestly what it is. He's a little bit on the big side to be a linebacker. He's a little bit on the small side to be a defensive end. So he's kind of a hybrid guy. And I think the NFL is getting better at figuring out what to do with those types of players. But I think that's really the biggest knock on him. But I think, you know, whoever takes a chance on him, I don't think they're going to be sorry. Like, I think Jonah knows how to work. He's watched his dad do it. You know, he's learned from one of the best, the do's and the don'ts, and has been in a program that, again, is very good at preparing their guys for the next level. So, yes, he's maybe a bit of an odd size for the NFL, but I think he's someone that can absolutely overcome that, and whoever gets them will be pleasantly surprised, or maybe not even pleasantly surprised, but just happy with the pick.
Sione Vaki was really the talk of college football for a couple of weeks there when he took over Utah's offense while still playing defense and was so good, and has faded throughout this draft process to the point where, you know, it's kind of no question that Cole Bishop is going to be the first safety taken for Utah, and we'll see where Sione Vaki goes, if he even goes tonight or tomorrow. What has hurt him in the draft process?
You know, I think it was the poor performance at the combine, and it sounds like, I believe it was a hammy. I heard he was dealing with a hammy at the combine, which kind of slowed him up, but and obviously he did much better in his pro day. He put up numbers that was much more in line with what we were expecting out of him. But I think the other part of it too is it sounds like he's really set on playing defense at the next level. And he maybe just hasn't shown enough on the defensive side. He was very flashy on the offensive side, and I think we all saw that. And I think, you know, there's no arguing or disagreeing about that. Like, he was phenomenal on the offensive side, and he's solid on the defensive side. But as people have pointed out, you know, 2 years playing safety, and I think he only has one interception to show for it. So, you know, I think the NFL is questioning a little bit, can you come down with the ball in big moments? Can you force a fumble? I don't believe he had a single forced fumble in those 2 years. And those are kind of some big markers for defensive players, and specifically like safeties and linebackers. You want to see guys that are able to produce that. Now, on the other hand, you know, he has great closing speed. I feel like he has an eye for where the ball's going to go and can make the tackle. I don't think that's in question. But as far as, like, the big disruptive plays, we haven't really seen him do that at the college level. And so I think there's some concern if he's going to play defense at the next level. Can he do that? Is he capable of that? So to me, I think people are just viewing him as a very interesting, you know, we can try him out at several different spots, but I don't think people feel like that's something that you need to quickly snatch up, if that makes sense. So I think that's kind of what's happened there with Sione. He probably would have been well served if he really truly wants to play defense, having come back for another year and really trying to showcase this year in college that he can do some of those things at safety. But, you know, he made the choice to go, and so we'll see how this ultimately works out for him.
So, Michelle, give us an idea of the numbers. How many Utes are going to be drafted? How many are we looking at, or, you know, do you think? And how many guys are going to land in a camp somewhere?
Yeah. I'm, like, trying to remember who all. I think we'll probably see at the very least two taken. I think we could see anywhere up to four perhaps get drafted.
Okay. All right.
And then from there, you know, you'll see guys get camp invites and some of that kind of stuff. I know a lot of, you know, a guy like Miles Battle that didn't get invited to all that stuff. He really impressed at pro days. And so, you know, someone's going to take a chance on him. I don't know that they're going to draft him, but they're absolutely going to give a guy like that, that can put up some of the numbers that he did, a chance to show them what he can do in a camp. So, you know, there's a lot of guys that will get a chance in some form or another. But I wouldn't honestly expect probably more than four guys to get taken. And that might be a little optimistic.
Check out all of Michelle's great work at KSLSports.com. Hear her on the Saturday show coming up tomorrow. And she joins us on Fridays, and we appreciate it. Thank you, Michelle.
No problem, guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Thanks, Michelle.
Michelle Bodkin, KSLSports.com. She covers the Utes.